This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So much to discuss. Where do we begin? Oh, my gosh. I love that you're here listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. But I'm telling you, we have too many things going on. Seriously. Wu flu lawsuits are underway. I told you guys, we are about to, if it ends up that the states don't do it themselves, we're going to do a class action lawsuit. So you never have to wear a mask again. You never have to worry about your business being shut down, going into lockdown, self-imprisonment, self-confinement, self-segregation, whatever you want to call it, self-enslavement. We're going to make sure it never happens again. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. If you want to pick it up, send it to a friend, do whatever you want. Speaking of Wu flu, Florida, open, fully open. I believe Governor DeSantis said that the numbers are trending so far down that his state is safe to operate. And you're going to watch a boom come to his economy because people are going to say, what? It's open down there? I don't have to wear that stupid mask. I don't have to social distance. I can just go do what I need to do. I don't know if that's the case, but figure it out. But here's the thing. We're finally getting some pushback on this Wu flu nonsense because the numbers don't match. I've been wanting to talk about these mask mandates and how worse it can get, talking about people getting arrested in Australia, mask police. I'm so sick of being the only guy walking around a store and everybody's looking at me like, oh my God, like I've got the plague. I'm the normal one. You're the idiots out there breathing in carbon monoxide going, oh my gosh, I got to avoid him. He's an ogre. He's a monster. It's so funny to watch. You know, I crack up because I'm the human being. I'm the one out there going, wasn't I born without this mask? You know, I'm just walking along, cruising, doing my thing. And people look at you like, I think some of them are like, wow, he's got the guts not to wear a mask. I know that's what some of them are thinking. I was in the grocery store the other day, a big Mexican dude. He didn't have a mask on. We looked at each other like, yeah, rock on, bro. You know, we see each other and we know they did a no mask wearing day. I don't know if you participated. I don't have to worry about it because I participate in that every day. I don't wear it. So, did you not wear your mask on Don't Wear the Mask Day? I don't know when it was, but here's the good news. You're about to, at some point, you're not going to have to wear that thing again. And you're going to look back on this time at your family reunions with everybody wearing masks looking like Fred Flintstone. You know how they had that 5 o'clock shadow on the Flintstones? That's the way everybody looks. So silly. Surprise, though, that, you know, Florida's opening. That's what happens when you have a fake pandemic. And that's what this was, the trial run. And I'm going to keep, the reason why I bring this up so often is because I want you to understand just how easily led you, conservatives, you're free thinkers, you're everything you're supposed to be. And you're still going, well, Kevin, I mean, you know, if you can't go into these businesses, what are you going to do? Don't use them. You hurt them bad enough, and they finally go, look, government, you got to stop. They will push back. It's all cyclic, and it's all based on how you perform, what you do, you as a consumer. And the other thing is, be vocal about it. You know, tell people. I mean, there are people that put messages. If you're going to wear the stupid thing, put a message on there. Screw this mask. I know the game. I got to play the game because I got a grocery shop or I got to fly or whatever. I got to play your stupid game, but I don't have to play it the way you want me to play it. I can let people know that this is stupid, that I'm stupid. Now, I know I'm stupid in some things, but I'm not stupid about this. It's like Black Lives Matter. I'm not stupid about Black Lives Matter. I'm not stupid at all. Some things you have to stand up for. You have to say, I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to make sure you understand my point of view. I'm pushing back. Speaking of Florida, the guy who was almost governor has spoken out. His name is Gillum. You remember Gillum? black dude that everybody, ooh, he's so articulate and clean. He's not so light-skinned, but he's articulate. He's like Obama. That's an interesting story. We'll get to that maybe today. We'll see. Ducey said to President Trump, Biden was in Wilmington yesterday, and the president responded, he's always in Wilmington. That had me rolling. I have to tell you, I was bent over laughing because, see, that's the kind of president I want. A guy who's willing to quip, to get in there, roll up his sleeves and fight it. And he, Biden was in Wilmington yesterday. Yeah, he's always in Wilmington. Isn't that great? I mean, that's comedic. That is a relaxed dude who's saying Biden, the joke. By the way, so many things to talk about with Joe Biden. Wow, forget his gaffes. His VP is our VP. His running mate, she'll never be VP. His running mate, Kamala Harris, this Jamaican Indian woman who chooses what she wants to decide to run on. I'm the first Indian in the Senate. I'm the first Jamaican. I'm the first whatever. I don't know what she wants to be. I'm the first. She ain't the first woman to slept her way to that position, that's for sure. Because there's a lot of leftist women out there that'll do that. Anyway, what a quip. That's your president saying, I'm not worried about these chumps. And he doesn't have to be. Because I'm telling you, I've looked at the numbers. I've seen into the future. I've been to the mountaintop. I've seen the promised land. Free at last. Thank God Almighty. I don't want to go all Martin Luther King on you. But I'm telling you, you're free. For the first time in your adult life, you can love this country. Ooh, what do we got? What else we got? We got so much to talk about. Wow. October surprise. Here's what they're saying. You're not going to hear this from the mainstream, lamestream news, but they're saying economists are now forecasting a blistering 25 to 30% growth rate, a record for Q3 real GDP. And that preliminary figure shows a stunning Trump rebound from the COVID recession. It will be released by the Commerce Department on October the 29th, just 5 days before the election. Now, there are other surprises coming, but I'm just saying, folks, economic good news does not hurt you. And I want you to think about all the things. Trump is still facing all this nonsense. Now, of course, by the way, while we're on this subject, hey, Bob Woodward, where are you? Where's that story about Donald Trump and him saying COVID isn't as bad as it was? Where is Bob Woodward? Is he still in the news cycle? Oh, hey, is it still in the news cycle about Donald Trump disrespecting the military in France? No, it's gone for a reason.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work. Sorry, I'm late. Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Tons to talk about on the Kevin Jackson Show. Anthony Weiner, we got our Weiner back. That's right, we got our Weiner back. Disgraced ex-politico, Anthony Weiner is rebuilding his shattered career. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. And before you chuckle that Anthony Weiner, and he, there's a lot to chuckle about there. I'm not going to kid you. We had a lot of fun with Weiner during the time of his demise, and it was things that he brought on himself. And, you know, he's sexting, I think is what they call it, with a 15-year-old girl that he very well may not have known she was 15. Being honest with you, you don't know. These girls mature a lot quicker, and on the on a phone, you know, people can look older or younger. Thinner or, you know, well, mostly thinner. They take the angle that makes them look thinner. And, you know, you can do all kinds of trickeration with your cell phone. Now, what Anthony Weiner did wrong is he's married and he's sexting. So that didn't seem to matter to him. That was wrong. But let's just face it. He wouldn't be the first guy to mess around. So it isn't like, oh my gosh, Anthony. But for whatever reason, you know, he's effectively ruined his own career. Okay. Look at it any way you want.
But here's the compassionate side of me, and I know what you're thinking out there in the radio land for listening to Kevin Jackson for, what, a few years, maybe? Kevin doesn't show a lot of compassion towards Democrats or other people. But here's what I will tell you about this particular situation. I can show compassion for the human condition, because this guy really screwed the pooch. Anthony Weiner, I mean, if you're going to make mistakes, this guy was a rising star with the Democrats. He was featured on TV. I remember Anthony Weiner, and I'm thinking, how are they touting this little Weasley-looking dude as a rising star in Democratic politics? But, you know, he's Jewish. He had Chuck Schumer behind him. He had the Democrat machine. I mean, he had massive money. The media was supporting him. That's how. It was all fake, you know, trumped up stuff. And they made this guy into a superstar. And, of course, he fell from grace. Now, we're going to talk about another guy, too. In fact, he's the black version of Anthony Weiner. His name is Andrew Gillum. I'm going to try to talk about him later in the broadcast as well. But the point is this. Weiner torpedoes his career, embarrasses his wife, embarrasses the Democratic Party, embarrasses his constituents, people who put a lot of trust in him to be a stand-up guy, and he wasn't. And his life was in ruins. He ended up pleading guilty a couple of times to, you know, I don't know what the charges were, but indecency with a minor, I don't know. But whatever they were, his wife leaves him. She ends up coming back to him. So he's obviously got, you know, some kind of pull to her, and that's a good thing. I think families should do everything they can to stay together, even under the most adverse circumstances. You do what you can. So they've apparently put everything back together, and now Anthony Weiner is going to be the CEO of a company that makes countertops out of broken glass. And the reason why this story resonated with me is because I know there are people out there listening to my show, and you think that life is hopeless. You think that, I mean, even though I'm optimistic, I'm always trying to keep you pumped up, and not because I'm trying to be Tony Robbins, but because I'm giving you the real scoop about who's going to be president. I'm reading the tea leaves and telling you what's about to happen, so you can either feel, because look, a lot of you contact me and you're scared. You're wondering, Kevin, are you serious? Do you really believe Trump can win? And I'm like, yes, I do. I'm not saying it to make you feel better. I hope you do. But I'm not saying it for that reason. I got to be true to myself. I'm making moves on my own here, right? So why am I telling you about Anthony Weiner? Because I want you to know that no matter how dark things get, you can be redeemed. That's why this story resonated with me. Here's what they wrote. The former Democratic congressman whose serial sexting cost him his political career and later sent him to prison was recently named CEO of Ice Stone, which has a factory in Brooklyn Navy Yard. Now, this is a manufacturing company in New York that takes a guy who's been accused of sexting with youngsters, went to prison for it, lost his wife and, you know, his family, got them back, and he is rebuilding his life. And what I'm saying to you is, no matter what happens, if Anthony Weiner can rise as a phoenix from the ashes and do something like this, I think you need to be optimistic. And I'm frankly happy for him. I don't like his politics, but I like that this is a guy who said, you know what, I'm still going to go out there and I'm going to make moves. He reminds me of my uncle Robert, who is, this guy goes down, he gets back up, gets knocked down, he gets back up. I mean, down and up, but he never stays down. And so this is one of these stories where, put politics aside and ask yourself, what are you going through? I mean, I feel like I'm sounding like a preacher right now, but what are you going through in your life? And whatever it may be, it can't be worse than this, because this is, maybe he could be accused of, you know, I mean, there's some things I guess you could be accused of that you may not be able to rebound from, but wow, this is impressive. Here's what they wrote. One of the amazing things about Ice Stone countertops is that since people throw away all kinds of glass, there's almost an unlimited array of different colors we can use in our recycled glass creations. This is what the owner of this company said. And Wiener, he puts out a promotional email where he's got the glass of, one of the countertops is orange and blue. And his favorite team is apparently, I think, the Mets. That's their colors, the New York Mets. So here's the guy who started the company is a 74-year-old guy who had many failed companies. He finally got successful, sold a company to, I don't even know who it was, but a big organization that bought it, paid him. He made millions of dollars. And then he bailed this company out because its management team failed, and he hires Wiener. Now, broken glass, shattered lives, right? That's essentially what Wiener had. This is a shattered life that's being rebuilt because two people who failed in life, and one of whom, obviously, the guy who owns the company, became a success. And he said he was just an investor in the company, and then he decided to go ahead and acquire it. And then he handpicked Wiener. I mean, I don't know why, but is it a good marketing move? Probably, to some degree. I mean, I'm talking about it. But I'm talking about it metaphorically. Because I know there are people that listen to my program. You come here, you want to, Kevin, you keep me upbeat and things like that. I'm only a temporary respite for that. You have to find that solace in your own life. And so I think stories like this are empowering. They make you understand that no matter what's happening in your life, if you continue to look for the right opportunities, they will present themselves. And I congratulate Anthony Wiener. I really do. I congratulate him for figuring things out and hopefully getting back on top.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Life-threatening flooding is occurring over portions of the Florida Panhandle in southern Alabama due to Hurricane Sally. The storm came on shore this morning as a Category 2 hurricane with winds above 100 miles an hour.
We certainly are going to see some of those trees down leading to power outages. That's going to be a great inconvenience. But the real threat with this storm is definitely the flooding.
Jonathan Gaddy with the Alabama Emergency Management Agency speaking there on Fox News. Democrats and Republicans facing pushback over a stalled coronavirus relief bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi saying today she would not vote on a pandemic relief bill that has no bipartisan support. The Senate and House are in session on Wednesday. President Trump is participating in a High Holy Days call with Jewish leaders and speaking at a Republican battleground dinner tonight. This is USA Radio News. Senator Mike Lee from Utah joined a growing number of lawmakers calling on the Department of Justice to carry out an investigation into Netflix over the recent release of the controversial film Cuties. The Republican lawmaker wanting the DOJ to investigate whether children were exploited or taken advantage of during its production.
A movie like this doesn't make it so. They had to use minors in order to produce this material. And the blatantly sexualized manner in which these little girls had to perform in order to do this itself makes the case. It does amount to child sexual exploitation on its face.
The senator speaking there on Fox News. The Big Ten Conference will play football this fall after the organization's chancellors and presidents approved the reversal Wednesday of their recent decision to postpone the season because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Big Ten season set to resume October 23rd. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kamala Harris offers absolutely nothing to the Biden administration. Nothing. The Biden-Harris ticket. She is about as off-putting an individual that I've seen in politics. If it weren't for Kamala Harris sleeping her way to the top, getting all these fat cats like the Willie Brown people and all that to bump her career, pardon the pun, and boost it so she could get the funding and all that, there's no way she wins an election. I mean, unless it's in some, you know, Democrat-controlled black leftist thing and she can play sister girl, because that's what she is. She's sister girl. She has that sister girl demeanor. And that's the very reason why she finished in the middle of the pack of 20-something Democrats when she ran for president. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. Kamala Harris is a strange pick for Biden. In fact, I will tell you this. I don't believe Biden picked her at all. I'm being serious here. I know, you know, and this isn't a joke about Biden's dementia. This is Joe Biden's team just said, get him out of the picture. We're just going to pick who we want. And I don't understand really why they picked her, but I do know higher up selected her. And that's why she has no real voice on the ticket. It's rumored that Kamala Harris is not even allowed to pick her own staff for as a running mate. She's not able to just like say, okay, let me get my sister girl over here and she'll handle my communications or whatever. They are handpicking everybody that Harris is, you know, is going to be on her team. Now, I don't know if that's true, but I suspect it is. And here's why. Black power with white supervision. They'll make her think she's in control. But she's not. Would you let Harris handpick her team to go out and be an advocate for you? I wouldn't. I would say, okay, we're going to pick you for VP, but you're going to follow the rules. The same thing I was told, the same thing happened with Sarah Palin. They said, you know, we're picking you, but we're going to tell you where to go, et cetera. And Palin went off the reservation, which is Harris does too, and I'm going to get to that in just a second. But they picked Harris, and it makes me wonder, and this is my theory. I know people don't believe this, but this is my theory. You don't have to, but I get it right more than you do. That's why you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. .com. So, I believe the Democrats really don't want to win this election. I'm being honest with you, I think the higher-ups have said, look, we concede this election. Now, are they planning a series of riots and all these other things to say, see, we told you? Or are they planning to say, Trump cheated? I don't know. I'm not going to get into their brain on that stuff. But I'm going to tell you this. They're not making any moves that show me as a strategist that they really want to win. And Harris is an excellent reason that I can tell you that they don't seem to want to win. I can look at the strategy they've set for Joe Biden. They don't seem like they want to win. I'm going to even, and maybe we'll get to it this particular segment, but Biden says some things recently on the campaign trail. I'm shaking my head going, this is what you think is going to defeat the best president in modern history? Not going to happen. But here's the thing. People do not believe on the left, or anywhere else for that matter, that Biden would serve a term, a full term, if he were to win. And don't worry, people listening to Kevin, in Kevin Land out here in Radio Land, that he's not going to win. But Harris, or her teleprompter person, alluded to this in this pitch that Harris made to business owners. And here's the clip.
Need to make sure you have a president in the White House who actually sees you, who understands your needs, who understands the dignity of your work, and who has your back. A Harris administration together with Joe Biden as the president of the United States, the Biden-Harris administration will have access, provide access to $100 billion in low-interest loans and investments from minority business owners.
Now, I challenge you to go take a peek, take a gander at the clip itself, because there's some things to be learned about her body language and things like this. But as you listen to that clip, I'm just asking, if you were trying to be inspired, if you were a small business owner, would it inspire you in any way? Forget the slip up. We'll talk about that in a second. Is her voice commanding? If you watch the video, you look at her, she's so out of her league, it's ridiculous. And this is not something you're going to learn how to be in the next few months. She's been a senator now for whatever length of time, a junior senator. You would think she would have honed her skills, but she hasn't. Now let's get to the slip up, because it seems like Harris is apparently as gaffe prone as her temporary boss. Now, this was earlier this week, touting this economic plans under a Harris administration. She was speaking virtually to Arizona business owners because obviously they're targeting the state. It was a round table. And she assured them that if she's elected, they will have an ally in the White House. And they had a slogan. If you guys remember, the Democrats were spending a lot of time trying to figure out how to message, because Obama had change we can believe in. Hillary had the very self-centered, I'm with her. Trump, of course, had make America great again. And the Democrats figured out that I'm with her didn't get Hillary elected because nobody was really with her. And change we can believe in ended up being Trump change. So what did resonate? Make America great again. So the Democrats struggled. What do we do? How do we do this? Oh, my gosh, we got to come up with a slogan. And they went to the drawing board, they spent millions of dollars, and they came back with this: Build Back Better. I know. Build Back Better. And people ridiculed it, but they didn't shelve it. They did temporarily. They didn't keep it on the shelf. They've rolled it back out. And this is part of the, it reminds me of Joe Biden's No Malarkey tour, okay? If it works for you. But their slogan is Build Back Better. On the heels of an economy that Donald Trump has built twice, build back better. Yeah. But the problem is, it didn't include the dude that's at the head of the ticket. Because what Harris said is, a Harris administration together with Joe Biden as president of the United States. And it's as if she's alluding that, yeah, he will be president, but I will be running stuff. And I got to tell you, most of you see it this way. If, for whatever reason, Joe Biden were to get elected, and I assure you, I want to say this again, I don't leave that karma out there without coming over the top of it. Donald Trump will be president for a second term. But if they were, he would be, Biden were to win, he would be a figurehead. He would be a placeholder for the real Kamala Harris. And this is where I keep coming back to this strategy. Why would the Democrats choose a woman who nobody wants, the Democrats didn't even want? How do they pick her? I mean, I could see an Elizabeth Warren or somebody like this. Why do they pick the most, the least likely successful, one of the least likely successful candidates on their own? Because as I said, she finished in the middle of the pack. Why would they pick her? And I came to the conclusion that the same reason why they control everything that she's doing currently is why they picked her. She's easily controllable. She's willing to do what it takes to stay in the office. Can you imagine a George Soros saying to Kamala Harris, here's the way I want this to be done, and you do this, you stay president. You don't do this, you don't stay president. And what would she do? I mean, let's ask Willie Brown, okay? You get what I'm saying? There is nothing she won't do to pursue power and to stay in power. And she goes on to talk about how they're going to give all this money to these loans to small business. This is a woman that doesn't seem to understand Donald Trump has got small businesses flourishing in a time when the Democrats are trying to crush them. But she let the cat out of the bag. People don't want Biden. They want her because she's easy to wrangle. Now, here's my point about my thoughts around the teleprompter mistake itself. You don't make that kind of mistake. The person who writes the speech that goes into the teleprompter, which, by the way, one of the worst reads, if you watch it, you see her eyes darting around. One of the worst teleprompter reads. But you don't make that kind of teleprompter mistake. You write that nobody wrote Harris. I mean, I presume you don't write Harris administration. When you know it's the Biden-Harris, you know, it's not Harris-Biden. I think this is symptomatic of the Democrats' helter-skelter and how their campaign works. Wishy-washy, flip-flop, do anything for votes. And social media agreed with me. One of them said, Joe better hire a food taster. And then the other one wrote this, uh-oh, Kamala, you weren't supposed to say that part out loud. Was it more than a Freudian slip? Who knows?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Demented candidate who chose a flawed running mate. The Democrats, a party having a mass exodus from their party. Don't believe me, folks. Talk to your friends. Read your Twitter feeds. I don't see a lot of people leaving the Republican Party. In fact, I don't see any. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com, 844-551-8255. Democrats are rightly scared. Some of them are ready to admit it. Michael Moore admitted it not too long ago. Many others, prominent Democrats, there are many people sounding the alarm bells within the Democratic Party, and nobody's listening. They're running on things that they, I'm telling you, Democrats want to feel good about their situation. And in order to do that, in many cases, what they do is they have to demoralize you. They got to make you feel bad. Now, some people can make themselves, like, I wouldn't even have to tell you about Joe Biden. I could just tell you Donald Trump just issued an executive order that reduced the prices of prescription medicine for Medicare and Medicaid.
an EO. He did an EO that said we will cover pre-existing conditions. He essentially said if the Republicans won't give you a medical plan, I'll give you one. And he's done it. He's worked around everything. EOs regarding keeping your job during this fake pandemic, etc. And everything they tried against him. Oh, you know, he didn't do enough for this Wu Flu joke, this scam that we ran on America. And Trump's like, yeah, I didn't want to alarm anybody because I suspected I was smelling a rat, a deep state swamp rat. And you know what happens? Everything he's vindicated. Bob Woodward, an embarrassment. The people that tried to say Donald Trump disrespected the military, did you buy it? Did anybody you know buy that? Look, I'm trying to help you be pragmatic here. If you don't believe me, if you go, Kevin, I'm not sure, I didn't check with him. Then check. Go check with somebody. Say, hey, listen, would you buy the idea that Donald Trump said he spit on the graves, if you will, of the Americans who died in Normandy? It's or anywhere else? Would you buy that? Go ask your Republican friends. But while you're at it, ask them, would you change your mind and not support Donald Trump based on these rumors and innuendo? Based on the idea that he could have told people that you need to be alarmed during this Wu Flu crisis. If any of your friends, people that have voted for Donald Trump, had they talked to you about, well, this Russia crisis, it really does loom large over my reasoning around him. Are they mad that they are working? Are they mad that they got a raise, that they have job mobility? What is their general feeling about Trump versus Obama? Job creation, bringing manufacturing back, just what's the general feeling? Yeah, exactly. Ask questions. For the record, you don't even have to ask these questions of everybody else. Ask them of yourself. Take inventory of you, and you will find out that you're probably closer in line to other people than you think. They're thinking like you. They may not know it. They may not ask themselves those questions, but there's something inside of them that when they get inside of that voter's booth, they're going to pull that lever for Donald Trump. Now, the Democrats want to fool themselves. But there are people, as I said, who get it. And they are sounding the alarm. And Bill Maher is one of those people. And on his show, I didn't watch it, but I was looking at an article. And they said he cited what he called frightening finds from electoral analysis analyst Nate Silver, who recently determined that if Biden wins the popular vote by less than 1%, he'll have only a 6% chance of becoming president through the Electoral College. Similarly, if Biden wins the popular vote by 1 or 2%, he'll have a 22% chance of being elected, in addition to the 46% chance with a 2 to 3% popular vote margin. So here's what Maher says. So he could win by 3% and he still has less than half a chance of winning the election. You've got to get up to 5 or 6% before he has a 98% chance of winning the election. That's an effed up country, is what he said. No, what's effed up, Bill Maher, is that you would actually want this clown to be your president. That's what's effed up. See, these people want this. They want to present this idea. And by the way, Maher, it's more than that. It's more than just that. I'll get to it in a second. But they want to present this idea that why isn't the popular vote the reason why we should do this? Because we have too many lunatics. We have too many people who vote in cities and illegal votes that skew the election numbers. If you think that, I'm going to go tell you something that's going to blow your mind. The way you and I think is the way the overwhelming majority of this country thinks. Not 60%, not 70%, 80% think like we do. They may vote against us from time to time, but they, in their heart of hearts, believe as we do. They've just been led down the primrose path. But as I predicted, Donald Trump will get, don't worry about these numbers, Bill Maher, you're not going to have to fret it. Donald Trump's going to get 70 million of the popular vote. He's going to blow the numbers out, thus leaving no doubt that there's a moratorium for his victory. Now, here's what author Jessica Yellen, a former CNN correspondent, dismissed any reason for panic among Democrats, pointing to Biden's unbelievably steady polling throughout the year.
stressing that he's been, quote, consistently up 6 points against President Trump, adding that the numbers don't indicate the worst case scenario like they did in 2016. So Jessica Yellen is trying to talk Bill Maher. This is a panel discussion on his show, and she's trying to talk Bill Maher off the ledge. Vanity Fair contributor, another panelist, Peter Hamby, cited Trump's weak polling among independents and women, insisting that a fundamental shifting among voters would take something overwhelmingly dramatic. And it says this, the whole thing about 2016, what about 2016 thing is not just 2016. People have had 4 years of Donald Trump. A verdict has more or less been rendered since he's taken office. And Joe Biden is not Hillary Clinton. He's not. Now, the reason why I kind of chuckle at this guy Hamby of Vanity Fair is he just gave you the reasons why Joe Biden won't win. He told you they've had 4 years to evaluate Donald Trump, and Biden is not Hillary Clinton. He's exactly right. The 4 years of evaluating Trump give him a monumental check mark, and Biden is not Hillary Clinton, which means he can't muster up the resources and doesn't have that fear. I've talked about this. Hillary had Democrats in fear. Don't you dare go against me, because while I have power, it couldn't go your way. And if I do win, and everybody thought she would, they were treating her like she was Elvis's mama. You get what I'm saying? She was like, woohoo. Biden has none of that. Now, here's what Maher said. I know. He says, but what Nate Silver is seeing, it doesn't matter. Because 5 or 6% is a lot of the country. That's a big, big, big victory. And if he doesn't get that, and races tighten at the end, you sound like the panels I used to have on right before the last election. You guys are whistling past the graveyard. And that's where I want to stop and take a pause. It's so funny to watch these guys circling all around the real issues and not understanding just how bad they have it, not wanting to realize it. And Maher is giving him, he's saying, look, I'm not going to be delusional here. I was 4 years ago sitting in this very same spot. If you remember Ann Coulter, who do you think has the best chance of winning? And Ann Coulter says, Donald Trump. And they all started laughing. Well, Maher was there 2016, everybody talking about Hillary's going to be the next president. And he's going, don't believe the hype. And I know he's stuck on this Nate Silver thing and the fact that you got to win this many of the vote. But here's what he's really saying. Let me break it down for you. I'm going to translate it from liberalese, leftist ease. What Bill Maher is saying is there is no way Biden beats Trump by 1%, or certainly 5 or 6%. He probably won't even win the popular vote. That's what he's telling you. He doesn't want to admit it. And why do I tell you this? Because all you have to do is look at the enthusiasm. I've talked about it ad nauseum on this program. Look at the enthusiasm there is for Donald Trump versus Biden. Show me a Biden rally. Show me a Biden virtual rally where anybody comes to see it. Show it to me, because I can show you plenty of Trump. Look, guys, you know this inherently. Bill Maher is solidifying what you already know, and what he knows is coming. And it's not good news.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.